It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer in for Renee Montaigne. Massive snowstorms are scrambling travel in Britain this week, but apparently not stopping the British police. Authorities arrested a dozen young men suspected of a terror plot.
The British press is reporting that the men were suspected of plotting a series of attacks, so we're following that story through this day. We're also reviewing several attacks over the past year that failed.
We're 1 year away from the attack of the so-called underwear bomber.
A little more recently, a car bomber tried to strike New York's Times Square, and an attack failed in Sweden.
All of those efforts failed because of simple human error. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports on what the mistakes mean and what could happen next time.
The first suicide bombing ever in Sweden happened earlier this month in Stockholm. The man behind the attack was an Iraqi-born Swede. And while police are still trying to find any accomplices he might have had, this is what they do know. He was making his way to a crowded shopping street in Stockholm armed with a suicide belt and a bomb in a backpack. Then he dropped his cell phone. And as he bent over to pick it up, officials say he accidentally set off the bomb strapped around his waist. The case illustrates once again what has been one of the most key obstacles to terrorism, the human factor.
We've been very fortunate in many ways over the last year and a half that these perpetrators of the attacks have been somewhat clumsy in their efforts. In fact, we're seeing that as adaptable and creative as the enemy wants to be, they're ultimately limited by the ability of the perpetrators of the attacks.
Rick Nelson runs the National Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
When you're trying to recruit individuals, you may not always get the exact person you want. If you want to conduct an attack, you may get the person who's most convenient.
Convenient because the person has a passport or a visa that can get them into position to actually launch an attack. That's what happened last Christmas with the attempted bombing of Northwest Flight 253. The suspect in that case was a 24-year-old Nigerian named Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab. He arrived in Yemen in August of 2009, and while he was there, according to a newly released indictment against him, he practiced detonating explosive devices similar to the one he allegedly used in the Christmas Day attack. Bomb technicians still don't understand why the bomb sewn into his underwear didn't go off. There was nothing inherently wrong with it. They say Abdulmutallab just didn't detonate it properly.
I'm not sure why so many of them are failing, but I don't think we should take that as a success. One of these kids is going to succeed.
That's Philip Mudd. He's a former terrorism official at the CIA and the FBI. He says that the U.S. needs to brace itself for the kind of attack that happened in Sweden this month. Low grade, simple, and potentially deadly. In fact, he says he's surprised these sorts of attacks haven't happened here already.
I think we should look at the United States not as a place that's separated by the Atlantic and the Pacific, but the reverse, a place that's connected, especially in the age of the Internet, to the same ideology that inspires this fellow in Sweden. So I viewed that as similar to the kinds of things we should expect to see in New York City or Portland or Los Angeles.
These small attacks may be part of something bigger.
I think there's a much more nefarious intent at work here.
Bruce Hoffman is the director of the Center for Peace and Security at Georgetown University.
Terrorist groups are hoping that this low-hanging fruit or these amateurish terrorists will so overwhelm the system with threats, with leads that have to be followed, that they're hoping that in this preoccupation and distraction with the low-level threat, that one of the more professional terrorists is going to sneak in under the radar and, in fact, perpetrate a very successful and highly consequential terrorist attack.
Right now, the big concern is that there will be some sort of terrorist attack between now and the new year. Intelligence sources believe the targets are in Europe, but in the message traffic going back and forth between intelligence officials, there's a caveat. American officials say they can't believe terrorists would target Europe and not have the U.S. in their sights as well. And they can't count on human error derailing attacks every time. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Terrorist groups are trying to adapt to human error, and we'll look at some of their adaptations tomorrow.